spring tides are the highest high tides of the year, and they offer us a really good preview of what sea level rise will look like, what our communities will look like in 20 or 50 years. There are two king tides a year. They occur in the summer and the winter, the time where the sun and the moon and the earth are in alignment to create the highest gravitational pull.
That's Marina Pissarros, one of the organizers of the California King Tides Project.
The King Tides Project is now in its fifth year. When we started, we wanted to raise public awareness of sea level rise in a way that wasn't politicized. So going out and looking at the highest high tides of the year is inherently not political. You can see for yourself what's at risk from coastal flooding then.
And what's visible today, during a three-day series of the highest tides of this winter, is a preview of what the future may hold.
As sea levels rise, water levels from average tides and the highest high tides, and then storm surge will also go up at the same time. So if there's 1 foot of sea level rise, that may not be a problem from a daily tide perspective, but when you combine storm surge and storms like what we saw last month, that's when you start to see some real severe impacts. That's when houses get flooded, that's when roads get flooded, that's when BART no longer operates in some areas.
Housing, roads, commercial buildings, parks, railways, and more, built close to the water in much of California, will all be affected as water lines inch upward. For the most part, those are the readily visible risks. There are also potential hazards we can't see, observes Susan Schwartz, president of the East Bay environmental group, the Friends of Five Creeks. She led a walk along the Richmond shoreline Monday that passed by some of those hidden problem places that are now just above the surf.
One of the many issues from rising sea level is the potential for eroding what amounts to toxic dumps along the shoreline that are safe now, but if waves start to hit them, that's one of many concerns.
Estuaries and marshlands are some of the low-lying areas that will be first affected as the oceans rise. The king tide demonstrates how shorebirds that populate those areas will be displaced, Schwartz observes.
When these tides come, the birds are driven out of their shelters, so it's great bird watching, but not something you really want because the birds are all forced into a little tiny place. For example, people were very excited to see a sora, which is a kind of rail that's fairly rare and usually hides in reeds, but the sora was in plain view because all the reeds were underwater.
The upside to sea level rise, says Marina Pissarros, is that it is gradual and slow, giving us time to plan and prepare for it.
Sea level rise is happening slowly enough that as new long-term planning projects come online, we have the opportunity to do good planning now to protect the places where we live and work and play in the future.
The King Tides Project is encouraging citizen participation in these preparations by photographing low-lying coastal sites during the current three-day series of King Tides. These pictures can then be uploaded to the King Tides website or shared on social media with the hashtag King Tide. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.